So what's up, y'all? Sorry about that.
What's
having
up,
some
what's
technical
up?
Difficulties there.
What's up?
Oh my God, y'all finna start acting food. I know y'all ate barbecue yesterday, but good God, y'all came in here acting like y'all set up the barbecue.
No, not me.
Boo-boo.
Hey everyone, welcome to Listen Grammar. It's your host, Nido Angela. I don't know who else is on. Sorry.
Houston, Riri, can y'all hear me?
Y'all can hear you perfectly.
Oh. Okay. Just wondering. My bad.
Yeah, I got to get this out because I am completely obsessed with this man.
I really need some help. She's dehydrated, honey.
As she
said, in real life, because I just sat here and watched the whole episode over again just to see his abs and that little booty when he got out the hot tub. I used to give my life, but that man is fine. In real life,
mm-hmm.
Okay? McKinley,
here y'all,
Freeman,
here y'all
fine.
Go.
And if he's single, please call me.
I saw her Facebook girl said, here we go. I was like, Lord, she going to start up. And especially because you always like to bring up the show. Y'all like to bring up the show on the show. I was like, she going to bring that up on the show. I see it coming.
Yeah, this man is so fucking fine. It don't make no sense. It don't make sense.
I was so bored yesterday in my mind. I ended up watching the show. I was like, man, couldn't find nothing. I kept seeing the same movies. I saw on HBO a million times, and I was trying to watch Love and Hip Hop, so I was like, let me go ahead and watch. So she ain't got nothing to do. Let me watch this show.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it before. I've watched a lot of last season.
So I ain't
never seen before. I just don't watch it all the time, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I got you. But you should watch it all the time.
I watched the first 6 episodes straight the last season, and then I kind of like was sporadic with it after that.
Never missed an episode, baby.
Bye. I know Atlanta, man. She might be evil, but she can get this. Okay, let me.
Oh, Lord,
I can't
have
stand
mercy.
That cat out here for.
That lady is crazy. That bitch is pretty, though. That's a pretty hoe.
That's a miserable little bitch.
See, you know why I like the attitude with her?
Because
this is more like her attitude. See, them attitudes like that, it's good. It makes you really want to get in with them. Excuse me. Because all that attitude, you get to help wear that energy out and put it to good use.
Mm-hmm.
How exactly do you do
that? Yeah. That would be pretty much the reason why I'm excited to, you know, do something with her.
Do men really think that shit works?
It does work. It works for me. I haven't, pretty much when a woman get mad at me, that give me more ammo. It's like giving me a Mario star. And I have proven many times that. All that does is give me more ammo, and then you know they get rude. Because when y'all like that, and when y'all want to have makeup sex, that's when y'all want to be real rough and all the extra stuff. So, yeah, take advantage of it while you can.
That's fine. I'm tired. I didn't like it. I'm still mad at your stupid ass.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
That's tip from Sunny Day for today. When your girls start acting up like that, slap on her ass and say, shut the hell up and get in the goddamn room.
Well,
boy. You're childish. I can't take you.
I was like, oh, okay, and I straight hit that front door on your ass. You know? Mm-hmm. We missing an action. Oh, God. Who watched Love and Hip Hop yesterday?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I thought, you know what, yesterday's show was like, what? Man, y'all remember the little piece of the paper, you mean the little coloring books? They had an activity in there that say, look at this picture and tell me what's wrong. That's how I felt when I was watching the show yesterday. So much ratchetness was going on. That mm-hmm. was annoying me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Bambi anymore. Bambi got in charge of too much going on. She seems so fake now. Which I was never really a fan of her, but she really seems fake now. And I don't think she had no goddamn, I don't think she was pregnant, let alone an abortion.
I think
miscarriage.
She had either abortion or she wasn't pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I think. Cause she
so
just seems
like,
this is what got me.
Why the hell are you rubbing me in feet, bitch? That's backwards.
Okay.
I'm going to rub on your big crusty ass manly feet. I'm not going to do it.
And then I'm not giving you that, oh, you will pay ass. Because that little midget, you just popped in her face. Okay, she was already down there, so what does it matter? That's not going to work.
It was like yesterday was like side chick mania. Like, how many side chicks, like, how many side
Man.
Chicks can you count for today? Ready, set,
Yo,
go. Y'all like, come on, really?
Hell, okay?
But wait, no, Scrappy. I'm going to need you not to fall in love with everybody you date. Or love, whatever you call it.
No,
he's going to be
in love
with
her
yet.
Because this
is pissing
me off. I made a point about this on Facebook.
What I'm saying is, he tries to be a player and a hoe, but you catch feelings for all of them. Like, sit down somewhere.
Yeah, he tempted me. That's what that is.
No, this is because I said this on Facebook yesterday.
Wait,
tell
him, Ansel, he's what? What did Ansel just say?
Tender.
Feminine
dick?
Oh, tender. Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Sensitive penis.
I agree.
I made this report on Facebook yesterday, and it just continues. He drives me nuts about him. I mean, you know what? He's not the only one that thinks like this. There's so many dudes out here who want to make girls their baby mamas but don't want to marry them. Like, where the hell they do that at?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she talking about marriage. She talking about, oh, I want to have a baby with you. Like, my nigga, can we go in sequence? Like, what happened to the sequence where it was, hey, you know, there's a difference between, you know, you have a kid because y'all just happen to have a kid, but your chick talking mm-hmm. to you about getting married and you planning having a kid before getting married. Somebody got to make that make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're planning this mm-hmm. before the act happens. She's not pregnant. Before the act happens, you're trying to plan a kid, but she's talking about planning a marriage, and you're sitting here like, you know, come on now, my dude. Like, make some sense.
Some people just
don't want to get married, but they want children.
Okay, well, go to a goddamn sperm bank and drop some goddamn, and drop, you know, put the
penis in one
of them goddamn plastic cup and have a kid. God dang it.
They don't want to do that.
Okay,
they want the baby mama drama and all that stuff. They want
mm-hmm.
the whole
Yeah, they didn't want to complain. I don't know why, bro. Why is she making me pay all this child support, bro?
You know, because you,
mm-hmm.
you not take you. You were, it's cheaper to keep, as they say, it is cheaper to keep her. And
but
you know,
why does your male voice have
stupid.
Nine
That's on
of
you.
Those? Why would your male voice sound like you got snot in your nose?
I'm just saying I got snot in my nose.
When you could do your little male impersonation.
Oh, yeah, because that's what it sounds like. You know, they be sounding something because, you know, like, you know, you think of, like, real dumb dudes, they always sound, you know, that's how they sound. And when they say, you know, usually you see somebody look real slow, like their nose always stuffed up. Like, come on, man,
mm-hmm.
you know, let me sound like that. So that was where that
mm-hmm.
came from. That's how that got. And Tammy said something, and I couldn't wait to get on the show with you today for this, Angela, because I know just by looking at your work, this is you could agree with that, was when she was talking with Jocelyn. And, you know, she had Tammy helping her get an outfit together. So she's trying to help her find something for a magazine spread. It's like, oh, the booty guy is showing it. It is that, you know, instead of, and she was like, I would think you would want something more classy, high class, you know, become for a magazine spread. And I can agree with her, especially the fact of if you quote unquote famous, what else do you need to do that? Therefore, you know, so you don't have to do that. The magazine already wants you. People already are knowledgeable who you are, so that's on you. And like I said, why I tied it to you, why I can't wait to talk to you, because that's not what you do. And when you do show some skin, it's not on some, hey, I'm trying to put it all on for y'all just so y'all can look at my butt and say, ooh, girl, let me get at you real quick.
Time you put all your butt somewhere is like when you're on the cover of King or Playboy. Other than that, you're supposed to cover up. Even like when it's a hip-hop or urban magazine, it's possible to still be sexy with clothes on. I don't know why the fuck females can't figure this out. But you can be sexy with your clothes on, too. It happens. Trust me. Believe me. They make clothes that work this way. What the fuck? I don't understand why you got to have a string in your ass to feel like you're fine. But, like, she did give her, like, that cute little dress that she brought her. And she was acting like that was just the ugliest thing ever. But, like, her chest was covered up and her butt was covered up. So that's not what she wanted. So she probably needs to continue styling her own ratchet self, because nobody professional is going to style her like that. Or she could
Charlamagne was roasting
manager.
About her music the other day, too.
I didn't know she really had music.
Yeah, that's another chapter we don't want to visit.
Childish.
Yeah, I remember she had the music playing in the club here. I was like, because she was doing an appearance, and I was like, yeah, okay, next track, DJ.
That's pretty fucking whack. So
yeah,
before we go to our music break, can you tell us what our topic is today?
That's a drum roll for you.
She came up with the topic.
I know, I was giving her the drum roll.
Oh, the
topic. So you see me somewhere.
Your whole life.
I was like, give the drum roll then.
You ready?
I'm ready. Ready,
B. Marriage to divorce or not to divorce? And I thought about this topic because there's been a lot of talk about marriages going on, and it's been like with the Kanye and Kim thing, and also a lot of this will go into my little gossip too. How Kim is like, just after her marriage, it's kind of like, and Khloé left her husband, although he was on drugs still, for better or worse. It's just like, people feel like, okay, you might as well be boyfriend and girlfriend if you just going to get a divorce. Kind of stupid to be going through the whole big-ass wedding, and then you're not going to fight to the death later, which Khloé did try as hard as she could, and she gave up. But Kim, baby, 72 days, really? Like, really? But anyway, into the gossip. For their weddings, Jay-Z and Beyonce did not attend their wedding. They told them that they're going to be recording it. They won't be there. Them niggas is that damn private. They don't play no games. But it also kind of shows where you stand with your friendship, too. I mean, not necessarily. I think Jay-Z and everybody just think that Kanye be doing too much, and Kanye hasn't really learned how to uphold his, you know, his celebrity status and to be private and not be a Miley Cyrus, but be a Beyonce, you know? I don't think he's learned that part yet, and that's a little negative part on their friendship, because it's like, come on, dude, I need you to do a little better.
All right. Well, hold on to some more of the gossip. We're going to go into a music break, and then we'll be back. Let's go to, I'm spinning the Rolodex. Who have we not played in so long that, like, the dust is on it? Okay, we're going to play my boy D-Ray, and then we'll be back after this right here on Glitz and Glamour with the most beautiful women in ASAP on the show. Yeah. Y'all gonna just play me like that, okay.
It was so funny because everybody was still stuck like, what?
I was hoping one of y'all was gonna like join in and sing it with me, but then you didn't, so I was kind of like left out there.
What's going on, good people? What's
good? What's good?
Hello, everybody. Angelo City Day, Marie, the fans, listeners. I hope y'all call tonight because we got a good topic tonight. So, you know.
I'm going to get this grand test.
I'm just saying, like, we got a good topic tonight, so.
Y'all should call in.
So what's going on? What
well,
I mean?
Oh, well,
talked
what
about
did
my
miss?
Thirst for Derek Roman on Hit the Floor. My extreme levels of thirst. And then we talked about our topic today. Well, we introduced our topic for today. We haven't really gotten into it. So that's what we're actually going to do right now.
I ain't going to do it.
Oh?
Don't say it. Don't do it, please.
Okay, so for all the ones that do not know, Angela, what is the topic for tonight?
Tonight's topic is marriage to divorce or not to divorce.
Love in marriage, love in marriage, go together like a horse in carriage. Okay, I got that in my system. I've been in my system since I first got the topic.
Okay, so, I mean, clearly, but all the way though, because clearly we're not married. Like, for all of those that don't know, like, none of us on the show is married besides Houston Rhea or whatever. So we only give in our opinion as if we was in a situation, regardless on whatever the situation may be, because we all know, like, when you get married, you know, when you make that decision, you're supposed to take vows. And those vows are some serious. I don't know if a lot of people understand what you're saying when you get in front of everybody, but you're saying some, like, for real stuff. So, you know, did you stay married or get divorced, regardless of the situation? I don't even think we kind of broke it down to, like, a particular, like, issue or anything like that in a marriage. Did we? I don't think we did.
Well, R. No. Kelly, he said, R. Kelly CD, he said that he marries, okay, well, I'll leave that for another show.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Sadie. Appreciate that. You have to say our tags, man. We got to say our tags.
I'm on tags. I'm in a goofy mood today, and I had some good barbecue yesterday. I'm, like, excited.
This is awesome. Shout out to the veterans and all of those that dedicate themselves to protect us and make sure we good at home. So shout out to y'all. But yeah, back to the topic. Did we like pinpoint a particular issue or we didn't? Angela?
No, we didn't.
Okay, so for those that don't follow me on Twitter, please make sure you do so at DIMP87. That is DIMP87. Because I had a side question that goes with the topic on today. And basically the side question was, should you have a plan B once you get married? Because we all know Shawnee O'Neal, she had a plan B, and she's really successful with her plan B. So I don't know. That's another question that could go with our topic on tonight. But if it was me, I would have to say, depending on the situation, if it's something like having an affair or anything like that, or a abusive relationship, domestic violence, I would have to say get a divorce. It just depends on the situation. For me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all suck. Whatever. Y'all suck.
No, I'm just letting it marinate because
you're
you know, I just feel what is these wedding vows for anymore? Everybody just saying stuff they don't mean anymore. Like,
nah, fuck that. If you keep
yeah, I mean, I don't think you should stay in a relationship to where it's so much turmoil that it can never get, it's irreparable.
Right.
But you know, last time I checked, one of the big things that everybody obviously, you know, they got a show name after the part of the vow and everything for better or worse.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to just like go back to the vows and like go underline what it is for better or worse? We need to say, before we say that, we need to say asterisk for better or worse, because people be saying that, but then you know it don't matter. Oh, he broke, so he got broke too quick, so I'm gonna divorce him. You know, like what? Seriously? Like just simple stuff. So like you said, like it's some stuff like it's irreparable. And this person is beating you every day, and they are not going to ever. And you try to counsel them, and they still do it after you wouldn't try to have them get help. That's another discussion. So, yeah.
I mean, but at the same time, if I'm going to use that example when you was like, he broke, so I don't want to be with him no more. Well, I feel like if we got married and he had money, like finances wasn't like an issue, and then like out of the blue, like he don't have no money no more, okay, that's like different, because it's like, okay, well, what happened, like what happened to your job? Did you lose your job? And did you lose your job because of a health issue or something like that? Like, questions have to go with that. Like, you can't just be like, I'm not gonna just like throw it aside because I got a broke nigga. No, I gotta understand like what's the situation, because if I'm supposed to be submissive and I'm supposed to like know my role as a wife, then I'm supposed to like help him and then like make sure home is good too, though, because we're married, for better or worse. Like, worse could be anything. Like, he could get paralyzed, anything could happen to him where he can't see, or just, I mean, anything. But I got a question.
Okay.
Can worse mean they mother, he or she mother, or their parent have to move in? Is that considered worse? Like, you know, they have to move inside the home. Like, I refuse to put my mom in the home. Or I refuse to put my daddy in the home. So,
and
you know, they're going to have to.
My mom got to go in the home. His mom got to go in the home.
Mine too. You cannot leave her
there. It'll be a good home, but your ass can't stay in my home.
You cannot stay here. Mm-hmm. You can stay at your home with a caregiver, but it can't be me, and you cannot stay here. Hell no. Nah.
Hell no. Nah.
Uh-uh.
Continue. We gone.
That shit will end a marriage.
It depends, man. It just really just, it's on the... That's a good question.
Well, future husband, keep your sickly ass mama at home. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she cannot come here. Nah, babe.
That
and
is crazy. But I'm not
it's
talking about, like, when I threw the question out there, I wasn't talking about, like a mama's boy. Like, no, he's not a mama's boy. And she's not, like, a daddy's girl. But, I mean, damn, they mama and daddy are, like, really sick. And they don't want to, you know.
And they have people who specialize in treating those type of people.
I know, but she don't want to go to that
nurse.
Type of facility.
It doesn't matter what she wants at this point in her life. That's selfish.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't think about others who tries to look out for her best interest. Because she come here, I want to deal with her. She'll be in the sick of shit by herself, dead, don't nobody know it. At least at the nursing home, they got routines to check on them, you know.
But just you like know, that. Like, on Atlanta
I'm not
home
no adult ass. I'm not going to do it.
But she's like, hello, though, because, you know, like Candy from Atlanta Housewives, like Mama Joyce, like, she's never going to go to home. Like, they had already said that.
She's the first bitch
so
in the home.
Home.
She
wants
a toenail. I'm sending that bitch to a home, but she is ignorant. She's always.
Oh, gosh. But, you know, like, Todd was like, well, dang, like, if we get a house, like, let us, like, christen the house first. Like, don't just be so quick to move your mama in because your mama don't want to go in a home. You know what I'm saying?
Don't move her ass in that period. Don't give a damn what she want to.
But with Kenny, it's not even about her. It's not even about sicker. You know, Kenny is more of a mama's girl, I guess, in this case, you would say.
Well, yeah.
But I don't know how. Like, her mama's evil.
Mm-hmm.
She wears her mama deep.
First of Mama Joyce, I'm going to keep saying this because I love me some Mama Joyce. Mama Joyce came in and she treated me just right, so I'm just fine, Mama.
That's because you ain't
so
fucking her door.
I'm fine with her as far
okay.
as me. Now, everybody else, that's another discussion. So yeah, so I watch what she does to everybody else. She don't do it to me, so me and Mama Joyce, me and her cool. That's Mama Joyce.
Okay, but can I say something though? Because me and we talk about for better or for worse. I don't know if a lot of y'all seen cover, but her husband was living a double life and turned out to be gay. So it's like, it goes back to my question, like, did you have a plan B? Because a lot of people are living under, like, undercover, like, they live in double lives.
You
don't
know
what
you're
talking about.
I mean, you know my plan B, but my plan B is your life insurance policy.
I read that from my lawyer. You too much. Okay, my question is, who were you talking about, Desi? Who was the person you were referring to?
Who, the guy in the movie? Cover. Everybody's seen Cover, right?
No.
Okay, I didn't hear what you said. I knew what movie you said. I'm sorry.
No,
I
haven't
heard that.
No, the name of the movie is Cover. So,
Because, I mean, that's interesting because Terry McMillan, you know, she ended up getting divorced because her husband came out of the closet, you know, because a lot of people didn't know that how, some people didn't even notice that how Stella got Groove Back is actually based on her real life of what happened to her. And then, you know, she put some more books after that about, you know, her husband coming out of the closet. And it's like, you know, do you just sit there? And I, you know what, I guess is why some of these people become swingers, because they don't want, because they're like, I don't want to get divorced, but I want to allow my man to still be able to get some shot up his booty hole at the same time. So I guess is why they
that
do,
was
you
gross.
Know, some people
oh,
go
that
no. route. Nah, man.
Mm-hmm. You can't really do shit in these bed. Mm-mm, nah. Mm-mm. You cannot. That's gross.
Okay, so now, okay, so why should a person, okay, when you make their vow, you make their commitment, and, like, is it any limit to, like, what to expect? Because nowadays, like, you expect everything, and it seems as though we expect the worst because marriage is, like, failing. Like, nobody's really taking it seriously, like Sadie said. So it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you get married, you should just get divorced. Just over any little thing? Like, should you even try and work it out or try and...
You really shouldn't. But that, I feel like the people who get divorced so fast are the people who go into marriages with a plan B. Because, in my opinion, when you marry somebody, you put your all into their relationship. There's no, well, if this don't work out, then I got this on the backside. Because you sit there and you already promised for better or for worse. This is what you promised to do and be for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So there should not be any other options. You shouldn't be putting any of your energy into a backup plan because he is your backup plan. Like, whatever you fail, he's supposed to pick up. Whatever he fails, you're supposed to pick up. And if y'all can't come to an agreement, y'all should not be married. So if, you know, if for some serious reason y'all do happen to separate and you just can't be worked out, both of y'all should be starting from the bottom, pretty much the beginning. It shouldn't be, you know, we got a plan B so we feel straight. No, y'all, a separation of a marriage should be something that kind of messes you up a whole lot because that's your marriage. That's something that you thought that was going, that where you was going to end your life, that one person, but that's not what happened. So to have another option is just like you didn't even put your all into your current marriage to make it work. To me,
right?
Yeah.
But what
right.
the hell
yeah.
do I know? I'm single and cheating, so. I'm just saying.
These niggas are single and cheating.
That's true, though. I agree with that. I agree with that. Shout out to Angela, man. That was like really like nice. Well put. That was good.
Thank you. I do what I can sometimes too.
Yeah, that was
sometimes.
I mean, pretty messy.
Mm-hmm.
Love and marriage.
Sing that damn song one more time.
So what you think, Bree? Because you're the only one that's married. So what is it? What you think?
I think I've been telling y'all what I think. But if you go excuse my French. I'm sorry. I was sleeping. Like what Andrew said, first of all, you shouldn't go into a marriage with a plan B. Like, how rude is that? I'm standing in front of God. Yeah, I do, for better or worse. Mm-hmm. I promise to death do us part. Yeah, but my little nigga on the side, just in case it don't work out. Fuck your goddamn self. You shouldn't have a damn plan B. And then this whole, this is why I chose the topic, because of this whole, oh, we having some hard times, or you cheated, or this person mama get on my nerves, or I didn't punch this nigga mama in the mouth, or this and that. Like, all that is some dumbass excuses to be like, I'm getting a divorce. Yeah, I don't want nobody cheating on me. God damn it, I killed my husband dead. I'm telling you that now for the whole world here. But, you know, there's no divorce. I'm sorry, that just, I don't believe in that. I think that's stupid. If you're going to sit down and get married, have a whole family, a whole life. Like Angela said, you plan to spend the rest of your life with that person, to be old with that person, to retire with that person, maybe to die having sex with that person. Hey. But to have a whole plan B, to get a divorce, that's just stupid. If you feel like with the prenup, okay, let's do a prenup just in case it don't work. Excuse me. I can understand it for people who got money, but at the same time, they're still saying our shit might not work. So what the fuck are you getting getting married for? You getting married because you feel in your heart that person is yours, 100, y'all going to die together. The motherfucker get a divorce every time. Oh, I thought we was going to be together forever. Stop lying. In the back of your head was a small, small, small little millimeter thought that said your ass was not going to land. So don't try.
Here's my question, because, you know, the question to divorce or not divorce, and maybe it's not more so a question, more of a, just a thought process of the fact of, okay, so you get divorced. You get married to somebody. Then you get divorced. Then you get married to somebody. Now you're in your third marriage. Explain how that comes into play. And what is, you know, where is the thought process that you continuously keep getting, that you divorcing and
that
getting married over
counseling.
And over?
That person needs counseling, because it's something that you're doing. A lot of people don't realize that if your ass is always arguing with somebody, if your ass is always getting a goddamn divorce, if your ass is always getting an F in every goddamn class, motherfucker, you the problem. Fix it before you get into another damn marriage. Fix yourself.
I think some people, and this is why some people get in divorces, they try to get in a marriage of convenience. They figure, oh, I don't want to lose this person, so let me get married to, you know, let me get married to him real quick so I won't lose him. And then you get married to somebody that's half-baked, that wasn't quite ready. And then now you find yourself in the crossroads of, well, I'm old-fashioned, and I believe that you shouldn't get divorced. But at the same time, this wasn't supposed to happen in the first place, and I read something that wasn't supposed to happen. So it's just, you know, it's an interesting thought. Like, I just really just sit back and think, like, wow, why would that even be an option? Because, no, some people, they treat marriage like it's a dang Pokemon card now.
But can I come in, because it's like, I have a question, because, like, I know a lot of, like, my aunties, like, my aunts, they're married, and they've been married for years. Like, the same person, they were, like, high school sweethearts. Like, and let's just say, eventually you get tired of a person. Your life becomes routine. You've been with them for like 20, 30 years, and you know what they can bring to the table, vice versa. So you get tired. So that's where the whole saying is, I want to see if I still got it. It don't make it okay to do that, but that's just what it is nowadays.
Yeah,
you've been married so long
with that person. You gotta spice it up. Well, I mean, but when you say spice it up, they always think the first thing they say is, "Oh, what kind of sex tricks did he do?" That's not always a discussion of spicing it up. Like, people get so closed-minded. I mean, like certain stuff. If y'all don't travel, because it's affecting what you just said. You said that they're tired of routine of seeing the same person every day and whatnot. It's the fact that you're tired. They're tired of the routine. So maybe they need to do more traveling and get outside of them same four walls or that same city or state they always used to and move around some and travel and see the world. That way you're not bored and you're changing something up out of your regular everyday routine.
Because as a mother, you have like two kids, or maybe one kid, and you're tired. Because you got a full-time job, you got to come home, cook, clean, wash, do homework, all kind of stuff. You don't have time to be like sliding down that pole and all that kind of stuff. Not saying that you can't please your man. You can do that. Please do that. I'm not saying that, but. I don't know. I guess you have to make time. Like on holidays or something. But I don't know. Because I used to hit it a lot. Like, man, I'm tired of the same girl, man. Same thing. You know, she's good to me. Provider too. But I need something else. I need something new. So divorce or not divorce? Because see, now you're just comfortable and you couldn't know with it because y'all been together for so many years.
I'll say most definitely. All right, what we're going to do, we'll go to a music break and then we come, another song, quick song break, we come back, we're going to chop up some more. This is a track by one of our good faithfuls, my boy Fat Domino. This is his track. Let's go with Hustle Man.
I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. Ain't no me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore, got a sheen to bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man. I might be on TV, I feel like Hustle Man.
I got water for sale. Got a few bricks, I got a house for sale on foreign land that needs renovation, you know what I'm saying? Shout it.
Look, I'm trying to get it all since I never had it. The shoes is Bally's, the cars is automatic. The money under the mattress like another mattress. The mattress over the money get a lot of action. All these back from Saxville, they gon' think I'm Brad Pitt. I'ma need a bad chick, she can be my actress. Live fast, die young, I'ma need a fast whip. See, I only rock LeBron's when I'm in the Fast Six. That old money make a nigga feel like he magic. That new money make a nigga feel like a draft pick. See, no money be making all the haters mad sick. Ain't no laughing to the bank, I'm tryna be mad rich.
I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. Ain't no me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore, got a sheen to bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man. I might be on TV, I feel like Hustle Man. Right the end of beanie like I'm Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore, got a chick that bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man.
Need to hook up on here, I got a truck parked on South Main with a million bottles, shawty. Brazilian and wavy. Got Plan B pills on me. Get them on the way out of the club.
Money used to be funny like Martin Lawrence. Now we pushing foreign. And every time we in the club, we be very important. And every chick that roll with us look like she Gina Waters. My partner's like Cole and Tommy. Look, hustling don't always mean that you moving kilos. When you money making mess, stay away from Rico. We used to be hungry, but now we paid in full. Cause see, I feel like we made it, but we ain't made enough. I wake up, say a prayer in my true religion. How many 4 for 20s until we can reach a million? See, they say you lose your woman when you chase the money. But every woman I know on a nigga that keep it coming. Keep it coming.
I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. Ain't no me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore. Got a sheen to bring me more.
What you need, I got it. If I ain't got it, I can get it for you. You need time to pay me, but ain't nobody got time for that.
I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. Ain't no me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore, got a scheme to bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man. I might be on TV, I feel like Hustle Man. Bite the Anabini like I'm Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore, got a chick that bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man.
Hold up. Y'all got me confused, Marcel Byron. I'm Hustle Marcellus. Pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces. Hey, we back to back.
Hi, we're back.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, and we're back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anywho, where exactly did we leave off? Where did we leave off? Wasn't somebody having a good little debate over there?
Oh, what? I said, I think I was the last one talking because I was saying that guys, like, they still want to see if they have it or something like that, and like,
yeah,
if you divorced or not divorced or something like that.
You can see if you still have your goddamn life, you play with me.
I don't know.
Why you gotta be so crazy, fool? Huh?
Why you gotta be so crazy?
I'm just being honest.
Mm-mm. I don't know, man. I just, you know, I feel that, it seems like people are just getting married. They get married too quick, and they get divorced too quick. I take that back because some people, they're doing this. They're getting married at a younger, at a later age, but then they get divorced, you know, quicker. You know, I would think that since you waited so long, that your mind should be conditioned to be ready to make that next step. If you're saying that you're ready for that next step, you should be ready and be more mature to handle it.
That's true.
And what that you mean? You still have? You still want to have it? Then don't get married in the first freaking place.
No, but I think when I, in my other job, I think when they used to say that, it wasn't that they didn't love their wife or they couldn't put it down with their wife and she can't handle it. Nah, home was good, but they just ain't been out there in so long. So they want to see if I still have it. Can I still get that girl that I used to get before my wife? Like, I love my wife. Unconditional love, I love my wife. But at the same time, they will always say, man,
look, I just want to
see if I still got it.
Because
they get tired of eating that same old chicken. Let's say you say that. They get tired of eating the same chicken.
I'm just going to be quiet after this. I feel like all my answers are going to be violent any goddamn way. But if you feel like, I just want to see if I still got it, or I just want to see if the insane was out there for me. Well, goddamn it, if I burnt you with some boiling water, I just want to see if you would burn. Like, come on, now, that's stupid.
What?
I think their reasoning is just dumb as hell.
Crazy.
Oh, how about this? You want to say if you still got it? Well, let me go and see if I still got it tonight. I'll be back. How about that?
Or it's the type of stuff like, hey, I want to see if I jump off this cliff, am I going to live or not?
No, not if I push you off the goddamn cliff. Yeah, no, if I push you off, I ain't jumping, nigga.
Yeah, for real. All right, I got the other male that comes through here and shows love and helps, you know, balance the power around here. My boy, Fats is in the building. What's good?
What's good, man?
How you doing? You know?
I kind of miss this whole thought, man. I'm kind of mad about that.
You say you miss this whole thought or thought?
Yeah, I missed the whole show.
Oh, okay.
Why did he just say that, though? He played too much.
When I heard Dizzy say something that I had a rebuttal for or a question.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's not a dun 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 moment. But
told you.
But the question that you asked, was it specific for a man or was it general?
Oh no, it's general. It's general.
You mostly see it in men, you would say?
What'd you say?
Do you mostly see that in men?
Who are you talking to?
That whole, talking to Desi, the whole I want to see if I still got it thing.
Yeah, because you know what? And this is like a true story. It was this dude at the barbershop, in my dude barbershop, and he said, man, I've been with my wife for a long time. And this is an old cat. Like, he had to be like 40, or late 40s. And he would say, I've been with my wife for a long time. In the same storyline, I love my wife. Forever, I love my wife. Unconditional lover. But I just wanted to know if I still got it. So I went on, like, the singlemeets.com or one of them single, you know, websites or whatever. And he was like, so he made up his little profile or whatever. And he was like, so he ain't never put no picture up there or nothing like that. And he was like, okay, well, let me go browse and see how the women looking on here. So he was like, he's seeing a couple of, you know, nice little women or whatever. He come across his wife's page.
Mm.
So the question was, at the barbershop, how can I address the situation without me getting caught up in the situation? Because she can turn around and be like, well, what you doing on there? Or what you, you know what I'm saying? So, it's, I don't know.
I think his best bet would to be, he got two options. Either be honest, talk about the shit, get it over with, or
lie.
Don't be trying to see. Don't be trying to see if he still got it. Just let it go, because now he sees his wife trying to see if she still got it. Okay, well, I don't like people doing that to me, so let me chill. But still see how long that motherfucker going to keep her page up. Because once you okay, somebody hollered, you still got to keep moving. They obviously like you, but okay, now delete your page. You know, but I think they probably the best thing they can do is just talk about the shit, because that motherfucker going to have all kind of insecurities in his head.
But you're right. And then that kind of just answers, you know, fast question, because I come from a job and it was like male dominant. And they used to all say the same thing. And I'm talking about like old men. I'm not talking about like in their 20s. I'm talking about men that's like they late 30s, they 40s and 50s. Like I'm talking about older guys. Oh, yeah. I hear it all the time. I never heard a woman say something like that, because women, we can get it at the gas station.
I can explain that for you.
I mean, we can get it at the gas station, grocery store.
I can rebuttal that, because y'all might not say it, but y'all do it. Sometimes, for instance, y'all go with y'all girl, like, y'all go with y'all girls who are single and ready to pop some off, and you going up. I said, go, okay, girl, I can count with you, girl, you know, and you put all this effort in to try to get the people's attention. Some of them still be trying to say they got it, too. Because, you know, some chicks, like, for instance, you in a relationship or you married, and you still trying to see if you can get dudes to buy you drinks. You trying to see if, can I still pull numbers? Y'all be doing that. I see the club all the time.
I don't think I
would be like, do I still got it? Because goddamn,
I
still
got
it. So I ain't got a question.
You know why women don't do that? It's because women don't have to. Like the man do that because he's trying to get a woman.
Because we're always the pursuer, not the pursuer.
Yeah, a woman can walk outside, point at it, and a man come running. It's not that easy for a man. So chances are it'll probably be him that's wondering.
Exactly. That's so true.
I'm wondering what would be the reason for this woman already being on this meetup site? Like, if it's not that.
You can be on LinkedIn and people be hitting on you.
Yeah.
What?
Y'all wouldn't be getting hit on LinkedIn, so y'all ain't even got to try.
Going back to what he said, he was making a point of y'all don't have to try to do that because that already happens for y'all.
No, the point.
It happens for you too.
But I need y'all to understand that all men are not like that. It's some men.
No, we're not.
It's some men who are on that level.
Mm-hmm.
Like women, it's just like understood, but it's some men that get more girls than other men, and it kind of puts them on that level as a woman.
That's true.
Them dudes at your job must be ugly.
Well, it's clear that there's some hoes.
Yeah, that's what they are, hoes and ugly, girl.
But I wanted to ask, what was that a part of the topic? Was that the topic?
No, it was part of it, I guess, because we were seeing people that marriage to divorce or not to divorce, so it's kind of reasonable for why people do shit within their marriage. Yeah, the topic is marriage to divorce or not to divorce.
Oh. I can only imagine how some of y'all felt on that topic.
And like I said, this is hitting my song, and I had a theme song just for the topic.
What was that?
Love in marriage, love in marriage. Go join in my cohort.
All right, y'all, I'm about to go. Follow me on Instagram at I am Model Angela and Twitter. Thanks for listening,
no, Angela,
everyone.
Don't
judge my life. I don't have time for
negativity.
Why?
Angela, on point. I like the ad. And I've already finished the magazine, so it looks very nice. It's in this place in the magazine. So, yeah. Shout out your ad. Disney, go ahead and let everybody know how they can stalk you.
I'm not about to play with y'all, but everyone, please follow on Twitter and Instagram at CIMP87 and CIMP87. I love y'all, even though y'all don't call in. We're going to have to change something. Like, I don't know. I love y'all anyway, though. And shout out to Fats. He's always a good supporter. We love him too.
Our other host. That's really what he is. He's an honorary host.
Let me give a thanks to the listeners because he ready y'all call or not, the fact y'all listen, that is good enough to be. I'm going to say that from my heart.
Okay, yeah. So thanks you guys for listening. You can follow me on Twitter, Houston_Riri. Instagram is GangsterWife, GANGSTR. And Facebook is Houston I Am. Thank you guys for listening. It was a good topic. Hopefully you guys will start calling in soon. But we do appreciate you guys for listening in. Thanks. Good night.
All right. And I'm going to say the fact that y'all said, I don't like being followed.
I have something different this week.
Oh, yeah, something different this time? Oh, man, you switched it up.
I stay by Chacho 16. I be at Fiesta every Monday and Thursday. Follow me.
Okay. Oh, he's switching up now. Oh, okay.
That's a lot.
Later.
He showed me.
All right, y'all. Shoot, we about to roll out, man. Y'all check out the show. Listen, big ups to y'all. Got to get ready to see the upcoming issue coming on Sunday. Maya Angelou's, you know, monthly column that she does actually features Desi as the model modeling off clothes exclusively from the boutique, closetkarma.com. Be on the lookout for that. And heck, man, we're going to roll them out. Peace.
Bye.